KPBS On Demand is supported by Marakal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Marakal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, July 30th. Local firefighters are being deployed to help fight the Park Fire in Northern California. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The Alcohol Police Department has been encouraging retailers to report all theft to the department and has since seen a rise in reports of retail theft and all theft-related crimes. According to the Alcohol Police Department, reported thefts under $400 rose nearly 60% so far this year, compared to the same period last year, and all theft-related crimes increased by more than 30%. An Encinitas resident is bringing home a silver medal after placing second in the 2024 Summer Olympics Men's Street Skateboarding Competition. Jagger Eaton almost won the gold medal yesterday, but Japan's Yuto Horigome beat him by 0.1 point. Also competing was Nyjah Houston from the U.S. The competition all came down to the end when Eaton and Houston had one final chance to springboard Horigome and claim gold, but each wiped out in the final two jumps of the day. We'll still be feeling the summer heat this week, but it won't be as hot as last week. The National Weather Service says today's temperatures will be a bit below average. In the inland and mountain areas, temps will be in the low 80s. By the coast, it'll be in the mid-70s. And in the deserts, it will be in the low hundreds. Similar weather is expected throughout the week. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Local fire departments have deployed their firefighters to help fight the Park Fire in Northern California. Reporter Melissa May tells us what the firefighters from the Chula Vista Fire Department are doing.
14 Chula Vista firefighters are contributing to the containment of the Park Fire. Chula Vista Fire Department Fire Captain Eric Martinez says this is wildland firefighting.
So it's a mix of structure defense, which basically they're going to highly threatened neighborhoods and assisting in the protection of those homes from the wildfire threat, as well as direct fire suppression. So they are on the actual fire line, either hand digging some brake line or putting water on the fire to prevent it from spreading.
The current personnel have been on site for the last 2 days and could be there as long as 3 weeks. Melissa May, KPBS News.
As summer comes to an end and back-to-school preparations begin, health reporter Heidi DeMarco says county health officials are urging parents to consider the HPV vaccine to protect their adolescent children against cancer.
HPV is a viral infection that can cause 6 types of cancer in both males and females, which is why San Diego public health officials want to see more students vaccinated before they return to school. Dr. Eric Hogan co-chairs the Scripps Vaccination Committee. He recommends vaccination starting as early as 9.
You know, HPV virus is something that about 80% of adults will get in their lifetime. Earlier vaccination has a much stronger prevention.
Hogan says that recent statistics reveal HPV-related head and neck cancers in men now surpass cervical cancer rates in women, highlighting the vaccine's importance for both genders. He says many parents can be hesitant because they associate it with the onset of sexual activity.
It's a vaccine of cancer prevention.
Despite the U.S. goal of 80% adolescent vaccination, the rate has stalled at around 60%. Although the vaccine isn't required for school, Dr. Hogan believes it should be.
It's been out for 18 years. It's extremely safe. It's time we hit 80% and be done with HPV.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The U.S. men's water polo team is facing off against Romania this morning at the Olympics. Alex Bowen is on the team. He's from Santee, where he played for Santana High. KPBS's Jade Heidman spoke to Bowen ahead of the Olympics.
Take me back to your high school days on the water polo team at Santana. I mean, did you ever imagine you'd be competing in the Olympics?
Yeah, I did. I remember like my sophomore biology class, the teacher had me draw something that draw your dream or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I drew myself in the Rio Olympics in 2016 and I made it to that and kept it going.
Wow, that's great. You had this vision in your mind and you made it happen. What does that say to you about the power of having a vision?
Just making sure you have your ducks in a row and you're preparing for that future. You know, it's not so much of I wish this could happen and not working towards it, but it's always like making sure that you're taking those steps in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious too, like growing up, what athletes inspired you?
Oh, I mean, I'm a big San Diego Padres fan. So Tony Gwynn and Trevor Hoffman, really loved them growing up, watching them, and loved my Padres. Just followed through the San Diego sports and, you know, just a San Diego kid through and through.
Well, speaking of San Diego, what impact did being in San Diego and having a water polo community here really have on your foundation as an athlete?
Oh, I mean, San Diego water polo is very competitive. Played for my dad at first and then went to San Diego Shores, played under Doug Peabody and the San Diego Shores organization. And they're very competitive, still very competitive. And I try and come back and give back when I can. They really helped grow me as a person and can't thank them enough for it.
Yeah. Well, Alex, this is going to be your third time at the Olympics. How are you feeling about it? Are you less nervous or are there higher stakes here?
The stakes have gotten higher every time I've gone. I feel when you become the veteran, the pressure is put on your shoulders, but you also know how to deal with it better. I think this is the best chance we have at the Olympics that I've had. Comparing the last two, we have a very talented group. We've gained a bunch of experience in the last 3 years since Tokyo, and just have a lot of talent. Now we have a lot of experience. We're hungry and we want it. So we're coming for it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that this team has the best chance, you feel, and the men's water polo head coach said in June, in more than 25 years of coaching, this is one of the most talented teams that he's ever worked with. What about this team feels so different this year?
Well, we had a very similar team in Tokyo, but we were the youngest team in Tokyo by a lot. And we just been able to grow and grow up as people in the last couple of years. And we've had so many people play for top level clubs in Europe, playing in Champions League, playing in Euro Cup, and really get the experience playing against players abroad. So coming back to the U.S. and being able to share that experience and share that growth with everyone has been instrumental in how our team has developed.
Wow. All right. Well, I mean, you're known for your precise accuracy as one of Team USA's top goal scorers. And it was the same reputation that you carried at Sanford, too. You scored over 200 goals and were named a first team All-American. With these accolades in mind, what does it take to maintain the precision over the years?
It takes a lot of care, a lot of care for the shoulders, a lot of care for how you do everything. It's holding to the basics and being able to put the ball where you want it. To do that, you need to have your arm in the right position. You have to need your arm to feel good, and you have to work the whole body, because shooting isn't just with the arm. It's through the whole body. You really need to use your legs to get yourself into position to be a good shooter.
Yeah. So you do conditioning then year round?
Oh yeah. The season goes for a long time. I really don't get that much time off. The pro season abroad starts in September and ends in May, and then we come home and we start with the national team.
Yeah. Wow. Speaking of having only a little bit of time, I mean, you currently compete for a water polo club team in France. How did the club season prepare you for what's ahead here?
Well, it really helped getting comfortable in Paris. It was a great experience. The teammates I had there, I'll remember for the rest of my life. They're great people, and we had a very successful year. We ended up taking second in the French league, and next year I'm going to play in Spain in Barcelona. So I'm excited for that next chapter as well.
That was U.S. men's water polo player Alex Bowen speaking with KPBS's Jade Heidman. A San Diego Little League team takes the field this week at the Intermediate League World Series in Livermore. Reporter Andrew Dyer has more from Scripps Ranch.
Players and families from Scripps Ranch Little League are rooting for their all-star team as it takes the field Monday. They're watching the game from a neighborhood restaurant. League president-elect Ron Madrid says this team's worked hard to get here.
So we've had a lot of kids who have been continuously playing Little League throughout the years, coming up through the younger divisions and into the intermediate division. And it's great coaching as well. You know, we've got a lot of great coaching, a lot of good support from the schools and the community, and their dedication to playing baseball and playing high level of baseball.
Players up to 13 play in the intermediate division. The more well-known Little League World Series starts next month in Pennsylvania and features teams of mostly 12-year-olds. Scripps Ranch got off to an early 9-run lead against Georgia Monday, but had to fight off a comeback. They won 12-9 and will play again Tuesday.
Let's go, Scripps!
Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tacoma at your local dealer and learn about the new lineup, including turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.